You know, it's funny the reaction you get from some people when they feel threatened. You hardly have to say a word and they become so defensive. They lash out hysterically and begin dragging innocent people into their irrational arguments. Why? Because they fear being exposed. Hammerhand, you are projecting. And people are calling you out. You're calling everyone but yourself a grifter. Seriously. My book is not for profit. It's only sold a few hundred copies. It costs me nothing to self-publish on Amazon. They set a minimum price. They take the lion's share for publishing, printing, and distribution, which leaves me with around £10 a month from them. And that £10 a month goes directly to one of the men's charities listed in every single video description I upload. If you bother to open your fucking eyes and do some research before you open your big mouth, you are absolutely lost in your online avatar, and you're creating this drama for attention, views, and donations. This video is long overdue. You are the biggest grifter the MGTOW community has ever seen. Recently, Hammerhand made a video accusing the men who built the MGTOW philosophy of being relics. Those men, Barbarossa and RBK, put in time, research, intellect, and valuable energy in those early days. This, I might add, was an altruistic endeavor back then. The message was pure and sincere, because nobody was motivated by money in those early days. Now, I'll defend those men, those OGs Hammerhand is attacking and smearing, those men who left a lasting legacy for you all to shit on. I'll defend those men because they're not around to defend themselves. And that's something Hammerhand is well aware of, which is partly why he's doing this. He's a coward. The rest is purely an egotistical move as part of an alternative agenda to monopolize the MGTOW acronym for his own egomaniacal and financial gain. And what's with all the rabble-rousing, Hammerhand? Can't you fight your own battles? You don't see me drumming up a bunch of fanboy sycophants who haven't got the balls to think for themselves. You're looking a lot like a self-styled cult leader at this point in time. Please also bear in mind that both Barbarossa and Razorblade Candy weren't saying anything different to others like Man-Woman Myth, Stardusk, Sandman, Spetsnaz, Vention, Paul Proteus, Life After Women, The Oak Shard, Law's Horizon, myself and many others. Some of us who remember refer to those years between 2009 and 2017 as the golden era of MGTOW. Let's first clear this up. Hammerhand, you weren't around in 2014, as you claim to be, so don't try to manipulate me in the comments. I've been around that long, and you simply weren't there. I've met your kind in prison, manipulators, but they were a lot more sophisticated than you, my friend. So let's get this clear from the off. I'm calling you out on your lies. You came around in 2018 when you were desperately trying to get the attention of a YouTuber called Blonde in the Belly of the Beast. There's your message to her. And that's who she is. Rebecca. Now let's just call her Becky, shall we? A Becky. Looks like a nice little Christian trad wife, doesn't she? Just your type. Evidently. But let's get back to this smear campaign Hammerhand is instigating against the OGs, the men who came before me and inspired me to spend the last decade in deep introspection and making content for free to help other men. I find it ironic that Hammerhand labels these men relics, while at the same time holding up a TradCon manifesto, which it's claimed was written in 2001. An archaic blog post outdating the so-called relics you're seeking to discredit. You just can't make this up. You even call me a relic, but you also claim to have been around longer than me. So which is it, and why is it so important to you? That would also make you a relic too. And maybe you're jealous of their OG status and the respect they get for building the philosophy from the ground up. You're just so full of lies, man. You favour a nebulous manifesto with no clearly defined origins, supposedly written in 2001. You favour that over the 8-year period between 2009 and 2017 in which the MGTOW philosophy was being formed online through rigorous research, passionate debate, and an inspirational circle of inquiry which brought together some of the most diverse and brilliant minds a male community has ever seen. A manifesto. Are you running for political office or something? Is there an upcoming election? We didn't need a list of policies to figure out our own destinies back then, and we don't need it now. We figured it out for ourselves. That's how the philosophy was built. You are clearly very confused about the philosophy, which is why you're looking to this manifesto for guidance. It offers you a way back because you're secretly yearning for that feminine woman, that trad wife, aren't you? Fess up now, man. You were sent your own way, and you're desperately using this YouTube persona to make yourself feel significant. You're that insecure, and you're attempting to rewrite history because you can't do this. You, my friend, are a revisionist. Just like the leftists, tearing down those statues and defacing works of art. And you even faked your own death for attention, man. You had nothing to talk about, and you were so desperate for clicks, you stooped so low as to fake your own death. You've added nothing to the philosophy, absolutely nothing. Just rage and hate and videos about women breaking their legs because you get off on that kind of thing. And now you want to drag the philosophy back to the plantation with that nonsensical manifesto. I know you won't listen because you're so lost in cognitive dissonance. You're backfiring, man. So I'll just proceed to annihilate you. Back in that golden era, before you showed up, we had our disagreements. We didn't always agree back then, and we still don't on many things, but one thing the OGs all agreed upon was that traditionalism has absolutely no place in a philosophy for men going their own way. Why? Well, for one, traditionalism, like many other isms, is a collectivist ideology, which has always used men as disposable utilities. Those masculine men you seek to bring back were dying in wars in their millions, working down the mines, working endless hours in the office, not seeing their kids, spending months, sometimes even years away, only to find the wife had cheated on them and moved on. The masculine men who ran into the Twin Towers that day, all 343 of them, and they were all men. You want to bring back that sacrificial male role, that slave role, because I'll tell you now, you will never get an equal amount of women prepared to fight and die in wars, or to stay on a sinking ship while the men and children board the lifeboats. I know you won't shrink government with your silly YouTube videos either. You won't shrink the government ever. The system is bigger than us. We are disposable. Female nature is well documented. How are you going to instill femininity in women? And if you could, why would you want to? So you can go back to being Ray Barone, the house clown, or some wannabe alpha who lives his life in servitude to a woman who may or may not stick around to make you apple pies, give you BJs. You clearly don't want the freedom the monk lifestyle offers you. You can't handle it. If you want to go back to the good old days, then do so. If you believe it will work, you should do that. But that's not MGTOW. That's traditionalism, wherever in the world you practice it. You're tied to the family unit. You have no real freedom. You are pro-marriage. Remember, no marriage, no cohabitation, no kids. Which is it, Einstein? Because you can't have it both ways in the same philosophy. Do you want to save men from the meat grinder? Or take them on a slow walk back to the plantation? You clearly don't understand the difference between the two, do you, Hammerhand? Now I can see what's really happening here. Some of you discovered that TradCon manifesto and saw it as your ticket back to the plantation, not realizing that it's just a list of if-onlys dreamt up by one or more MRAs. Where are they now? Where's their contribution to the community, other than that banana skin manifesto left out for TradCons to slip on, like our friend Hammerhand and his fanboys? You boys found a turd that won't flush and took a big bite. You all took it hook, line and sinker because it appeals to your inner simp. The blue pill man is still very much alive inside you and in your other tribalistic agendas. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if a woman wrote that manifesto to expose the inherent weakness in some of you men. But then again, only a blue-pilled man would conjure up such a fantasy land in his TradCon imagination. Needless to say, collectivism or tribalism of any kind will always cloud the judgment of a solitary man unless he becomes consciously aware of it and rejects it vehemently. You've become lost in nationalism, racism, traditionalism, and religious ideologies and agendas which have absolutely nothing to do with MGTOW. Many of these ideologies also promote a victim mindset, which will further hold you back. Hammerhand, you and others in your immediate circle have allowed your own racial, nationalistic, religious, and traditionalist biases to cloud your judgment, which is why you're insistent on running with that MRA TradCon manifesto. I'm posting links below to videos made by some relics you may be aware of. Barbarossa, Stardusk, Spetsnaz, Sandman, RBK, even one by myself, which you clearly haven't watched or understood, because you weren't around back then. I'm seriously doubting your cognitive ability or willingness to be able to accept and fully internalize these anti-traditionalist videos. They simply don't jive with your other tribalistic agendas. You are rejecting the red pill in a grotesque display of traditional tribalism. Morals, ethics, values, and principles. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? You clearly don't practice what you preach either. That's just a marketing slogan to paint you in a positive light, despite your obvious insecurities and character flaws. Morals, ethics, values, principles. Masculine men, feminine women. Preserve the white race. While at the same time, not marrying, not cohabitating, and not making babies. Well, that sounds like a genius philosophy now, doesn't it, Hammerhand? Man, you really knocked it out of the park with that contradictory pile of shit now, didn't you? And let's not forget that limited government plan. You are all over the place, man. You've got this fanciful plan for world domination, driven by that MRA manifesto, to turn the world into some kind of white nationalist TradCon utopia, complete with masculine men and unicorn tradwives for all. Where exactly do you fit in all of this? Have you looked in the mirror recently? Seriously now, you don't make any sense. You're living in a delusional fantasy land with you as the savior of mankind. Unless they're black, of course. Let's not forget that time you called a black man a monkey while he was just trying to do his job, same as you. More tribalism. And I notice you didn't say it to his face either, you fucking coward. Now, I don't know what your issue is with non-white people. Maybe a black kid gave you a hiding when you were a kid. Well, shit happens. I don't know. Maybe your mother or another family member was the unfortunate victim of a crime carried out by a black criminal. Could just have easily been a white man. Is that what this is all about? Does any of that justify your pathological racism? Does any of that justify your belief that black people should be wiped off the face of the earth? Receipts are in the description, my friend. Just click on that link, everyone, and hear what this psychopath has been saying online. Yet you deny being racist because you're ashamed of yourself. You're just an insecure little man. You need help, my friend. You need urgent therapy because you are delusional and psychopathic. Your political views are a direct result of your own subjective experiences and conditioned biases. You don't have the ability to rationalize. You're a truck driver, dude. You're not a politician. You're not the second coming of Jesus either, so you can cut that shit out as well. You're a very frightened little man, clinging on to the last few fanboys dumb enough to fall for your lies. Remember that time you thought you were a therapist? You were actually charging men money for private counseling sessions. Remember that? You seriously thought you could counsel men because you'd watched a few MGTOW videos. You are a truck driver, not a therapist. And what did you do to two of those men, William? You broke confidentiality, didn't you? You betrayed their trust and publicly outed two men who confessed to being gay. You, William J. Hamby, put the lives of two men in danger because of your own inherent prejudices. You should have just told those men to find a real therapist and let them go about their business. But no, you had to go and smear those men publicly when they'd done absolutely nothing to harm you or anybody else. You are not pro-men at all. The only part of your contradictory diatribe that has anything to do with MGTOW is the no marriage, no cohabitation, and no kids part, because it makes logical sense in the face of the stats and experiences many of us have had to endure. The rest is all about you being sick again, so you can garner sympathy and beg for more money, like the grifter you are. And you call for masculine men when you behave like a bitch. You didn't invent those tenets either, as you and others claim. It's clearly documented in Tim Patton's book from 2016, 2 years before you showed up. Those tenets have been documented and adhered to by men going back at least 2,000 years. Tim was a man who liked to do his research. Unlike you, Hammerhand, Tim's book is excellent, and I would recommend anybody to read it and study this philosophy and its roots so we can get back to honest inquiry and well-researched dialogue, as opposed to this agenda-driven, try-hard spam for clicks and e-shekels. I swear some of you men will lose IQ points if you watch too much of that clickbait, perma-rage crap. Seriously now, you are grown men. If you want to bring back masculinity, you're going the wrong way about it. You're hardwiring yourselves to hate. You're also exposing yourselves to misinformation and useless, agenda-driven monologues. I see the hero worship again. Well, that's nothing new around here. The blind followers, willing to compromise their own moral integrity just for the appeasement of the group or their chosen leader. Sad to see, but as Stardust once said, men will never change. Now, some of you are helping other men, which is admirable, but it's not a prerequisite for going your own way, especially if you can't afford it. Save your money and don't give in to the demands or manipulation tactics of e-beggars like Hammerhand or Gone with John. No man is duty-bound to help another. No man should feel obligated to contribute to your bank account, Hammerhand, or any other man, specifically Gone with John. A man who tells men who don't give him money to, quote, go fuck themselves. Gone with John, a man who puts his Cash App front and center in a video about your dead friend, while you're all clapping like performing brainwashed seals in the comments. Frank's dead. Now give me money. Seriously. This MGTOW thing makes some of you go soft in the fucking head. I've seen it happen time and time again over the years. But that's what these men prey on. They feed on your need to be accepted. They're exploiting your collectivist weakness. The minute you grifters came in parroting the message you'd heard from the real OGs, and myself, you held out your filthy hands and said, when do I get paid? More fool any man who pays to watch Hammerhand pull faces and play childish video clips while he dismisses the contributions of men who would effortlessly chew him up and spit him out. You are stuck in perma-rage. You're holding men back. You are e-begging, and you're pushing nationalistic, racist, and traditionalist agendas within a community of men who deserve to hear the pure message from the source. A source which you are seeking to erase by overlooking 8 years of groundbreaking content from men who intellectually dwarf you. You're a revisionist. You are tearing down the true roots of the MGTOW philosophy in favour of some dubiously worded TradCon blog post and your own bigoted agendas. You're also virtue signalling about your so-called good deeds. There's nothing honourable about using a man less fortunate than you to promote yourself as being a righteous man. Morals, ethics, values and principles, my arse. You're a religious man, right, Hamby? Here's a simple verse from the contemporary English Bible, for those who don't fully grasp the language of Christian scripture. When you do good deeds, don't try to show off. If you do, you won't get a reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to the poor, don't blow a loud horn. That's what show-offs do in the synagogues and on the street corners, because they are always looking for praise. I can assure you that they already have their reward. When you give to the poor, don't let anyone know about it. Then your gift will be given in secret. Your Father knows what is done in secret and will reward you. Need I go on? That's your holy book, Hammerhand, is it not? Are you going to shit on that old relic as well? I'm sure you've all heard that verse or similar. Whether you believe in a Christian God or not, those are pretty decent moral guidelines to live by. Unless you're using other men's money to fund your so-called good deeds with one hand, while you pocket the lion's share with the other, like Hammerhand is, that's not charity, that's deception. Then you have the sheer stupidity to accuse me of profiting from a book which cost me absolutely nothing to self-publish, with all proceeds going to men's charities. But unlike you, I don't feel the need to brag about these things for clout. Think before you speak, you stupid fucking idiot. You're trying to tear down a not-for-profit book that was written to help men. And the ads on my channel are mostly from matched third-party content as well. The revenue goes to them, so don't even go there. In real life, I have multiple revenue streams. I'm a skilled tradesman as well. I don't rely on handouts from other men like a single mother does. That's pathetic. You call that being a masculine man? Remember, I came from the era when we did this for free because we genuinely care about men. All men, not just white men. And you tokens out there, don't let him use you to make himself look innocent. Have some respect for yourselves. It is not a MGTOW man's duty to fix anything, least of all a plantation which chews men up and spits them out, and always has done. The black pillars get it. It's broken beyond repair. Don't you like your newfound freedom, your self-proclaimed monk lifestyle? I'll answer that for you. You grabbed that TradCon manifesto and ran with it like a golden ticket you found in a Wonka bar. You all did. Your little white nationalist TradCon eyes lit up as you envisioned you and your Becky, your blonde in the belly of the beast, living that Leave It to Beaver lifestyle with the kids and the who white picket fence, Thanksgiving dinners and blowjobs. I'll tell you something else for nothing, shall I, Hammerhand? You white nationalist types would wife any race of woman if she gave you a BJ, which is not likely to happen, ever. So yeah, you are a fraud, my friend. If it's intentional, you need to stop manipulating other men. If it's unintentional, you'll have to find the intellectual integrity and the morals, ethics, values and principles to change. And I'll give you one more piece of free advice. Don't ever try to manipulate me. You are not intellectually, emotionally, or physically capable. Now you run along, little TradCon, and take your toxic ideologies with you, because MGTOW is not another one of your isms. It's a philosophy for solitary, sovereign men. And that's all I've got to say to you, sunshine. Now don't waste any more of my precious fucking time. Now you men dig deep for the true MGTOW content. Some of it is still on YouTube or preserved in online archives. Internalize the real philosophy and learn to separate the wheat from the chaff. Recognize the TradCon garbage for what it is. Learn to distinguish it from the gems of wisdom left by intelligent and sincere MGTOW men who genuinely cared about other men. If you truly reflect on what's being said and internalize it all, you will be able to withstand anything. You will never falter, never waver. Never let those demons get the better of you. Trust me, I've been there. It saved my life. And it continues to guide my thoughts and actions. God only knows where I'd be if that manifesto was the only pill available to us. Reject that TradCon piece of shit and warn future generations about the men like Hammerhand and the traditionalist usurpers who tried to resurrect the MRA TradCon manifesto. Bury that fucking thing for good. Now I'm done with this new pro-marriage crap. I'm done with the grifters and the low IQ content. The manosphere is a pile of shit. It has been for a long time. I'm off to greener pastures and a new life. You men look after yourselves. Even you, Hamby. Even you, mate. Now please, get some therapy, dude. Peace.